/Charlie. Subject to credit approval, rates range from 5.93% APR to 19.99% APR and include 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit, terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Charlie for more information.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so I was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
I lost 46 pounds in 8 weeks with the help of Andrew 400. Having tons of energy, not feeling tired or feeling at the end of the day that my feet are dragging. I would very strongly recommend it to anybody that feel they need to cut down on their weight or who doesn't have enough energy. Absolutely.
That's fantastic, Joe. And congratulations on losing 46 pounds in 8 weeks with the help of Andro 400. Guys, check out Joe's before and after pictures on Andro400.com. Since 2004, men have chosen Andro 400 for one reason: results. Andro 400 can help you safely and effectively lose belly fat, gain energy, and boost your testosterone. We guarantee it. Order today and get free shipping and special discounts available only on Andro400.com. Andro400.com. That's Andro400.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Defense officials say the last U.S. and NATO forces have left Afghanistan's Bagram Air Base, the center of the war against militants, for some 20 years.
Bagram Air Base, not far from the capital Kabul, was a symbol of America's military strength in Afghanistan. At the peak of the U.S.-led war in the country, thousands of foreign troops were stationed there. A bustling city grew around the air base. All foreign troops leaving Bagram is a significant milestone in the end of international military operations in Afghanistan. As foreign militaries leave, violence in the country is worsening.
BBC correspondent Yogita LeMay reporting from Kabul. The death toll is now 20 in that Florida condominium collapse, though the number of missing has dropped from 145 to 128. Officials said that number declined after duplicate names were eliminated and some residents reported missing turned up safe. The recovery of two bodies included that of a 7-year-old daughter of a Miami firefighter. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez says the tragedy has haunted so many of them.
So many of us have know someone who has been in the building or affected by this tragedy. And so now, not only do we know someone, this is someone that's a member of our family, of our fire families.
AAA says more than 47 million Americans will take to the nation's roadways this Independence Day, as travel volumes are expected to nearly fully recover to pre-pandemic levels. Spokesman Andrew Gross says if you're planning to leave later today on your holiday weekend trip, expect to see plenty of traffic on the roads.
People should be expecting that the empty roads of the past year are kind of over. If you choose to leave like on a Thursday afternoon or a Friday afternoon, which is the time we recommend you don't leave. But if you do, you will be facing traffic jams around major metropolitan areas.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 152 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800 800- 800-583-8484. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Now that life is returning to normal, let us help by getting you out of your unused timeshare. Lone Star Transfer has an A-plus rating and hundreds of excellent reviews with the BBB. We guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For the best customer service and a free consultation, call 844-284-4860 or on...
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
It's 304. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. MGM Resorts has made another mega deal with the Blackstone Group, selling Aria and Vdora to the financial giant and then leasing it back. First, MGM announced it was buying out its partner in the City Center project for more than $2 billion, which then allowed the casino giant to sell the land the two hotels sit on to Blackstone and then lease it back. Blackstone is paying $3.89 billion in cash for the two properties and then will rent them back to the MGM for $215 million per year. May was not only a good month for casinos' gaming win, setting a new record, but visitor numbers were up by double digits compared to the previous month. The Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, the LVCVA, reports Las Vegas welcomed 2.9 million visitors in May, up nearly 12% from April, but down 22% when compared to May of 2019. Tickets to the Red Rocker Sammy Hagar's upcoming shows at the Strat Showroom are sold out even before they go on sale. Hagar's Redheads Fan Club bought all 3,200 tickets available for the original four shows just hours before the pre-sale started, so now they've added more shows in November.
KCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Look for slow flows through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. You're averaging about 40 miles per hour between Owens and Spring Mountain, both north and southbound. Got a crash at the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange. And only two lanes available, 515 West and Eastern. Stay tuned for Live and Local with Pat Cassell in for Kevin today.
Gather around. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Actually, it's Pat Cassell. It's Friday. This is the 4th of July weekend. It should be an exciting weekend. It's going to be hotter than hell outside, too. I mean, it's going to be an incredible weekend. But, geez, what can we talk about? There's nothing going on in the world. There's news. There's politics for certain. Actually, today, the first hour, I'm going to go back to my old digs of sports. And I want to talk about the Olympics and Miss Gwen Berry. And all athletes that represent the United States of America. So this is a topic that I want to open up to the Lions. We're going to open up right away for you. But I'll get my immediate dialogue. But the number here is 702-866-6700. 866-6700. Love to hear you participate. Gwen Berry, last week, qualified as a horse. If you were looking at horse racing, she finished in show third, a bronze winner. And she put a towel over her head, did not want to stand for the national anthem. Had a lot to say. Now, by the way, he who lives in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. A lot of stuff that she said in public has now come forward, but that's not really what I care about. What I do care about from a sports perspective, you know, I don't agree with you taking a knee during a national anthem or not taking a pledge. I don't agree with it, but we are a free nation, and you definitely have the right through the First Amendment to protest peacefully. However, the Olympic Games, or any time there's an international sport going on, you're representing a nation that you participate for. So you're not really on your soccer team or your basketball team. You're on the United States team. Like, you know, the NBA players, they're representing the United States in the Olympics for basketball. Which, by the way, for the record, I do not believe NBA players should be allowed to participate in the Olympic Games. To me, it's ridiculous. They can't lose. It's impossible. Literally impossible. But I used to like when the amateurs came together and played. And, you know, we've only lost one gold medal that way. And when you think about it, that's where it should be under the amateur. But when we look at Gwen Berry and all these athletes that want to protest in the Olympics, my response is simple. You have a choice. You don't have to participate in the Olympics. You could participate in any, you could throw the hammer in a collegiate sport and other sport, but you don't have to be in the Olympics. When you represent the United States of America in the Olympics, they're not playing the national anthem because you won. They're playing the national anthem because the United States won the gold. When you watch the medal rounds or when you watch the medal updates, they always have United States, 20 gold, 9 silver, 3 bronze, you know, Russia, Germany. It's an international competition of country. Forever. From the beginning of time, you represent your nation. So, in 76, when the United States boxing team dominated, like we've never seen before, and it never happened since, it was a big deal. The United States had the best boxers in the world. The best skating in the world comes out of Russia. Or gymnasts, whatever. I mean, when Bella Caroli came to the United States, we actually took gold in gymnastics. It was a sport for Americans. And when people watch the Olympics, they don't watch it for political reasons. They watch it because it's sport. I mean, I think back to Wide World of Sports, which was the greatest sports show ever. They showed every sport known to man on that program every Saturday. And the best broadcasters in the world. And you know what's interesting? You know, a lot of football players, they talk football. But Gifford and Summerall did Wide World of Sports. Cosell did it all. I mean, that was what it was great. It was great to watch. It was a tradition. These activist athletes who think that the United States represents oppression need to leave the country and check out other countries. LGBTQ, whatever they are, I mean, whatever the letters are, I may have not completed everything. Let me tell you something. If you go to an Islamic nation, take your chances over there and see what happens. They'll execute you. Why is it that people around the world are trying to migrate to the United States, legally or illegally? Why? It's still the land of opportunity. People eat food here in this country. Even if you're homeless, you end up getting a meal. Around the world, you're homeless, you're screwed. If you hate the United States that bad, number one, you shouldn't participate in sports where if you win a medal, it's for the country. You shouldn't do it. And number two, leave. Leave the country. Now, I was talking to a friend of mine. Well, if the Democrats believe in, you know, the First Amendment, well, do they? To me, they believe in the First Amendment when it's convenient for them. Like this week, we had Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, being asked questions about Ilhan Omar. She wanted to put that off. She didn't want to talk about it. Why? Ilhan Omar openly represents the United States as a congresswoman. She's an American congressperson who is of color, originally from Somalia, who hates Jews, hates the United States, hates law enforcement. My thing is, how come in the United States of America, you cannot be elected president if you weren't born of this nation, but you can be elected in Congress? Why? What's the difference? In actuality, a congressperson could be in office 20 years. A president is limited to 8, max. We are either going to be a nation of leaders who don't want to be embarrassed on a national stage, or we're not. And when you represent this country, Gwen Berry and any other athlete that represents this country, it's important for that person to realize they're not only representing their sport for themselves, they're representing all American citizens. And I know this country is up for grabs. Don't get me wrong. Right now we have a lot to consider. But the bottom line is where we are as a nation today is not good across the board. People around the world think we are an asinine nation. And I'm scared. It's terrible. And it's wrong. And when you look at, like, there was another athlete today. She was projected to win the gold medal. She got busted for smoking dope, smoking pot. Here's my answer to her. You know the protocols for the Olympics. Yeah, you could smoke pot up into the time, a certain period of time. If you know the rules and you still break them, I can't feel sorry for you. You're stupid. Sha'Carri Richardson is suspended and draws bewilderment. What are we doing here? Because it's marijuana. But here's the problem. The Olympic Games has rules. Now they control it. Here's the thing. If you get a chance to participate in the Olympics and you're very, very successful, you're going to make a lot of money. So this reminds me of Ricky Williams back in the NFL days. He quit football so he could smoke pot. He had to make a comeback because he needed the money. Yeah, I mean, the knife cuts both ways, folks. What are we doing? What in the hell is going on in the United States of America? Now, I know, and this is going off to a totally different subject. Bill Cosby got released from prison after the court overturned his case. So many people are coming out. He's a scumbag. He's this. He's that. It's true. He testified under oath that these are certain things he did. But he wasn't supposed to be prosecuted to go to jail. That was the deal. That's our rule of law. That was the difference. And what happened? He gets thrown out of court. He's got a chance to sue. Maybe make a mega bucks on this. But what I get a kick out of is, oh my God, he's a scumbag. Well, you know, no, it's our court system. Let me tell you, the prosecutor should get hung out to dry in this one. How do you make these mistakes? This all comes together. This is the United States. And you know what? And Cosby comes out the other day, and it's a black thing all of a sudden. If I'm not mistaken, a lot of black women are claiming he raped them. I mean, it's rape. How is there any racial undertone on this? You really didn't went after Bill Cosby because he's a black performer, very famous? I mean, come on. It's rape. And then when you look at the crime that is going on in the streets, and this is going to walk right into my first caller, let me say this to you here and now. In the United States of America, there could be a vigilantism. It's going to come. If you don't think, you think I'm crazy? What's going on openly in New York is absurd. Every week, every 4th of July, we hear about umpteen shootings in Chicago. Well, last weekend there were 71. Will they get over 100 this weekend, the 4th of July? What's being done about it? What was done about it under Obama's regime? Under Bush's regime? Under Clinton's regime? And actually, Trump wanted to intervene. He was told no. The sovereignty of Illinois said no. But here's the interesting thing. We hear about how law enforcement and all these rules and regulations are anti-black, but who are dying? The blacks. Who's doing the shooting? Blacks. Black-on-black crime. Things are coming to a head. Sports. Athletes are making everything political, and the viewership's going to be down. Prediction. This will be the lowest-rated Olympic Games in history of the sports. It will be low as hell. Why? Because people want to watch it for the sport, not for the politics of the event. Period. They want to root for greatness. Now you got a chick who tests positive for smoking marijuana, and then she's out of the 100-meter race, and they're saying, oh, my God, how could you do that? Well, that's the rules, man. Those are the rules. Now we're making that political. It's not political. Simple. Don't smoke pot up to a certain time. Win your gold medal. Party hardy. If you win a medal and you're on state, by the way, if you finish in third, they're not playing the national anthem for you. Unless, of course, a teammate wins the gold, then they will. That's the bigger joke about the whole thing with Gwen. Gwen Berry finished third. She got romped. She got waffle stomped. And they took away the glory of the person who finished first, and even second for that matter, to give her all the to air her gripe about being in the United States and how bad this country really is. Racism now has never been worse in my lifetime. And I lived through the 60s and the riots. It's insane. But the racism now has been created by the media. The media should be held in contempt for creating what we have right now. And they're expanding upon it. And then you have these yahoos out there talking about critical race theory, the whole nine yards. The racial tensions in this country have never been worse. And what's really amazing, we hate blacks, but what about hating Jews? Whether they're white or green or whatever, it doesn't really matter. Why? What is this about? What about the anti-Semitism? What is it about hating people? Just hate. What in the hell is going on? This country of ours. You have the opportunity to make all the money in the world, be successful, own a home, etc. I always tell people the four most important things to the average person: jingle in their pocket, food on the table, clothes on their back, a roof over their head. You got those four things, you're content. You know how many parts of the world that those four elements don't come into play on a consistent basis? That's why we have migration that's illegal coming to the United States. They want to come here. Land of opportunity. And we have a government saying, oh, we're going to give you everything. It's horse manure. I got to tell you, I would like to educate these people. Say, you don't want to come here. Hell no. Go to Canada. Got a better chance of being treated halfway decent. This is what's going on in the world. We'll take a short break. The phone number here is 702-866-6700, 866-6700. The lines are open. Brady, you'll be my first talker. We'll get you on. But, man, what is going on in this world? My name is Pat Casale. This is Live and Local now.
Unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KNZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right.
You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player for the Indianapolis Colts. Becoming a running back was no easy task for me, but it's nothing compared to what my amazing mom faces every day. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14 years old, yet she's always there for me, every step of the way, despite her own battles. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Their research is helping find cures and save lives. Watching my mom go through her daily struggles and the care she receives from MDA has made me determined to help find a cure for neuromuscular disease. That is why I support MDA, and that's why I'm so grateful to others who do too. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back. My name is Pat Casale. It's my pleasure to be here filling in for Mr. Kevin Wall. Hopefully he's having a great 4th of July. But as we prepare to celebrate yet another birthday, I think it's 245 years that when we became a nation. But yet, you know, yet you hear people talk about 1619 and how our nation was built on racism. It's amazing to me. It's all part of the plan. But everywhere we look these days, we just see this development of hatred for the United States. Why are you here then? Leave. Brady, what's your thought about all this? Hello, Brady.
Yeah, how you doing, Pat?
Well, I mean, what's your thing? I mean, what am I off base on anything I've said so far?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, before I get to Gwen Berry, I'd like to say with that Carrie Richardson, can you imagine if she didn't smoke weed and did some cocaine? She would probably have brought that down from 11 seconds for the 100 meters to about 9.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, but the sad part about it is right
no,
now
but,
she's
you know,
in trouble.
Crazy. You know, but one thing with that too, you know, with that Gwen Berry, the reason why America is so mad at her for doing what she's done, she's just like the Colin Kaepernick. Why we don't like this form of protest during a football game or during the Olympics. You know, here you got these people kneeling or covering their head with a towel and putting shirts on or socks with cops that look like pigs. And you're kneeling in front of the military and the National Guard and the Honor Guard. I think that every time I see that, like the NFL does that, I'm ready to throw up.
Yeah, you know, but you know what's funny?
It's horrible.
But Brady, but if you notice, baseball's numbers are way down. Basketball's numbers are way down. Football's numbers are down, and although they're going to change the format this year, no more politics. But the reality is they're starting to pay the price. The Olympics are about to get smushed. They're going to get smushed over this. You mark my words.
The only one that hasn't been hurt by that is the people that don't kneel are the NHL. People
Absolutely.
In hockey don't kneel. Thank God.
You know, have you ever seen
the one thing? Go ahead.